Salam and good evening to you, worthy friend. Please, please, come closer.
Too close, a little too close.
Welcome to episode 85 of the Disney Brit podcast for Wednesday, the 4th of January. And joining me, as always, is Juz. Hello, Juz.
Hello, Disney pod people. Hello, Mr. Adam Goodger.
Hello, hello. And it's just the two of us this week because our newest member of the team is yet to arrive. We'll be talking a little bit more about that later on. But have you had a good Christmas, good New Year?
Yeah, I think so. It was okay.
You think so? What, do you not remember it?
No, I was on call for a lot of the time. So
called out, though?
I didn't, which makes it even worse. But did you have a nice Christmas? I better reciprocate. Did you have a nice Christmas
Ours was quite a nice Christmas and New Year. We went away to Birmingham.
What did you call Harry and Care?
Harry and Care, yeah, and that sort of stuff. No, we did. We had a good Christmas, and Santa managed to deliver an entire bed in boxes. Couldn't be bothered to put it together. So that was my Christmas
day. Why did you go to Birmingham?
We just decided to go to Birmingham for an evening and go to Jamie Oliver's Italian restaurant and all that sort of stuff.
Hark at you.
I know, sounds posh, doesn't it? It's not. Anyway, let's tell you what's going to be going on in the show. We're going to bring you some news and rumours to start off with. That's where we'll start. And then we'll move into our Disney Brit Idol stuff. Because you guys listening to this show right now are the ones who are going to be responsible for deciding who is going to be the new member of our team. I'm not sure if this is a good idea or not, but... what we'll do is explain a little bit more about what we've asked our contestants to do and how you can vote for each of those before the next show when some of them will be appearing live on the show. So we'll explain a little bit more about that a little later. Now, before we start, I had an email from our good friend Craig Lucas. And there's never heard of him, no. There's two things in this email I want to talk about with you, because I know you've had a bit of an issue with one of them, and I've had the same issue, but there's something else he said as well. It says, "Hi, boys. I just thought I'd share my experience with you about our local Disney store in Liverpool 1 on the run-up to Christmas. We're going to Florida this year, so to help save a little cash, we asked friends and family for Disney gift vouchers. We could then put these off the cost of a 2 adults and 2 child passes for the parks." Good idea. "Kerry and I were giving each other £100 in vouchers for Christmas, but when I went in to buy them, I was told they had sold out. Now, I'll just add here, for any cast members listening, the staff in the Liverpool One store were everything you'd expected from Disney. They were brilliant. Now, I was asked to ring up in a couple of days to see if they had had any delivered. I did this on the 23rd of December, and while I was travelling into the city centre, they advised me that they had £200 in vouchers and said they'd put them to one side for me. They also advised there might be some £1 vouchers in the £200. So I arrived 20 minutes later and was greeted by £50 in £5 vouchers and, get this, £150 in £1 vouchers."
Cool.
"Again, I stress, this isn't a pop at the cast members involved. This is a pop at the company. Every shop now has credit card style gift cards, which you can load with cash to then be presented to whoever. Disney is still handing out paper vouchers and lots of them. Surely this is unacceptable and needs raising with the company. What do you think about this?"
I think it's better than the Disney 1p vouchers that I got last time.
It does. I didn't realise they were still doing paper vouchers, to be honest. I thought they'd gone over to the gift cards.
They probably do in the States.
Well, they do in the States. We know they're definitely doing the States. They do in the parks. You can get your little wristband size ones, you can get your credit card size ones, all those sorts of stuff. I thought the stores had, and it turns out that the UK stores haven't. Disney stores in the US, I'm sure, have this system. So I don't get why they haven't implemented gift cards in this country. Can you think of a specific reason as to why they wouldn't have done that?
because they don't like us and they think we're backward.
Do you think that's what it is?
It certainly is. That's totally the case.
But £150 in £1 vouchers.
It's just doing me head in at the moment, Disney stores. They really are. I mean, they took Vinylmation out, which really annoyed
me. That brings me on to the next point in this email, actually, which is, also, the Vinylmation was stuffed onto one shelf on floor level. Totally unacceptable. I'll be emailing Disney at some point, but thought I'd bring it up with you boys first. Cheers, Craig. Now, is it Liverpool one you went to for...
Yeah, I went straight after Christmas, and it's gone completely at the moment. It annoyed me, for starters, because it was on a Perspex shelf that didn't explain to anyone what they were. So anyone who hadn't got a clue, which let's say is 99.9% of people going in there, wouldn't have a clue what these things are meant to be.
No.
The boxes have all been squidged and damaged by people going, well, what's in them?
Uh-huh.
And then they'd all disappeared. You know, there should have been... all it would have taken was a cardboard pre-produced stand with big Vinylmation on top of it, a little explanation what Vinylmation are, and they could put them in and they could pick them out. Either that, if the UK people don't get it, sell them individually and let it happen that way. It's just, it's been a nightmare. You know, people understand what pins are now, but don't understand Vinylmation, so explain it to people and produce it well, and it would be a massive hit. It would have been a hit at Christmas to say, you know, people could buy them for the kids and go, I don't know what's in there, go and have a look.
Were there many Vinylmations on the shelf at all?
When I went in previously, there was probably about 30 in boxes that, honestly to God, had looked like they'd been tampered with, but they'd just been put on a Perspex shelf underneath some wands or something like that.
And this time you went, how many would you say there were?
There were none. There was no sign of Vinylmations anywhere.
No, none at all?
Not
wow,
even
okay.
as if it ever existed
so you
in the
none.
World.
Craig had a few. When I was in Birmingham, I took a trip to the Birmingham Disney store in the Bullring because I knew that they had Vinylmation in. I arrived and I said to the cast member at the front door, I said, could you tell me, do you have any Vinylmation and where are they? Impressively, she said, yes, we do. They're on the shelf just by the till over there. So I thought, fantastic. This is bonus points. They know what Vinylmation are. I headed over there and I did find the Vinylmation. There were 5 boxes, right? One of which was completely opened up. Someone had obviously had a look inside.
Was it
and,
good?
I didn't look. And there were 4 others there as well. So I had a choice, basically, of 4 Have a Laugh Vinylmations. That was all they had in the store. So I think 2 of the boxes were a bit battered anyway. They were just a mess. They were just piled up. They weren't even displayed properly, as you said. There was no signage to tell you what exactly they were. So I picked up one. I managed to get the Early to Bed Donald one, which is the one I've been after. So that's quite cool anyway. So I managed to get the one I wanted. But the thing is, I looked at it and I was thoroughly disgusted about what it looked like. So I ended up, I took a photo, I tweeted it out. And I even put the Disney Store president, I put at Disney Store Prez, into the link to show him how, basically, how disgusting it was, and that there was one that was open and that sort of stuff. And he did reply to my tweet with, not everybody understands what Vinylmations are, and if you take it to the cast member, I'm sure they'll give you a fresh one. And
see, that's the point. You know, you go into Tesco or anywhere like that, and they have these cardboards, you know, pop-up things in the middle of the store with very colourful and bits on. You see it even when Cars 2 was released, they had those with the DVDs on.
Yeah.
All it needs is one of them, which probably costs a few quid to make for each store, with a, you know, massive colourful Vinylmation thing with the characters on, and then an explanation what Vinylmation is. And then you say to the cast members, we're going to plug this, tell them what they are, tell them it's all a bit exciting, you know, and have a few behind the counter, even if they're like did when Disneyland Paris with you, with no boxes, on display to say, if you get one you don't like, you can swap it from the ones behind here in our glass case.
But it was almost the fact that he replied and almost missed the point of what I was trying to get across. Not, look, someone's damaged a box. It was, look, this is what the UK are doing with Vinylmation.
So we're going to start a campaign.
And this isn't good enough. Yeah. And this isn't good enough. So what is going on about this? And I sort of just got a reply with, oh, if you give them to the cast member, they'll get you a new one. And it's like, that's not the point. The point is, there are hardly any Vinylmation out on this shelf. Some of the ones that are out here have been damaged and have been left, have not even been moved. And if I want to get a good range of Vinylmation, I'm going to have to pay £5 a pop to get them online. Now, I know you got a good deal recently, didn't you? You got 2 of the 9-inch, the Taxi and the
Lovely Bus. Yeah, I've suddenly found my love is the 9-inch, which sounds a bit strange to say if you don't understand what's going on.
But, you know, they were a good deal, but I still, what was the delivery? Still a fiver?
Still a fiver for the 2, but yeah, if no one's caught it yet, the London bus and taxi are £9.99 each, and I've managed to secure over in the States now because they've got a similar reduction there, which I managed to get to Young Nick things to be sent there. Yeah. They're reducing their New York 9 inches, some of them down to $19.99. So I'm moving on to 9 inches now.
So you're going for 9 inches now? Is that nice?
Because I think they look nicer in my house.
Yeah, I had one of the bus ones, and I looked at it, and it was all right. It wasn't amazing. It was okay.
Well, I'm picky anyway, but if you look at the New York one with the Statue of Liberty and the New York taxi, I've always liked. They're both cool.
They are both cool, and they are still $9.99, and I think they are still available as well on disneystore.co.uk.
As someone pointed out, though, if you want, and you don't really want them, people are buying these to use as blanks, because they're cheaper than a blank, so they're excellent 9-inch blank.
Very good point. The Cutesters were on offer as well, but it looks like the Cutesters have now gone. So
they also had the blanks on really cheap, but I think they were flogging them off dirt cheap.
So at the moment, all we have in the UK is the Vinylmation 3-inch Villains Part 2, which has some awesome stuff on it. You've got Runaway Brain Mickey, you've got Bowler Hat Guy on there, you've got the Big Bad Wolf, that's cool, I want that set. You've still got the Have a Laugh stuff on there as well, and then at the moment, there's 4 9-inch. You've got the Kidada online exclusive. You've got
How much is that
Genie
one?
That's £50. Jafar and Genie's £40, and then you've got the London Taxi and the Vinylmation bus, which are £9.99.
So I don't think I'd pay more than that in reality. They're very lightweight. The big one.
They are, and I refuse to pay £20 for them anyway. And I'm annoyed because they are literally 5 minutes from my house.
I feel in some ways the 9-inch should have a hole in the top where you put money in.
Yeah.
Because they feel like those money boxes you got as kids.
I just noticed that means that the robot ones have vanished as well, which is interesting because the banner at the top is still telling you that they're coming on the 8th.
So we're going to start a campaign, the Disney Book campaign, and we're tying Craig Lucas into this to try and we start hammering at home and have a bit of a campaign on the site and get Craig to push it through.
I think we should do that, yeah. I think we should start a Disney Book campaign to increase the presence of Vinylmation in the UK.
And promote. Increase and promote.
Increase and promote, yes. Increase and promote Vinylmation in the UK. There we go. That's our campaign for 2012.
Nick would be so proud of us if he was still with us.
He would. We used to take the mickey out of him and everything, and now look, we're...
Yeah, I got something on Facebook when I made some comment, and I need to look who it is. I think it was... I can't think it was... He just said, you slagged Nick off, and here you are talking about it.
I know, it's very true. We are getting sucked into the old Vinylmation stuff, but, you know, there we go. It's very sad.
Okay, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, lovely.
You in 2 weeks.
That's it.
Bye.
Thanks very much. Okay, let's do some news and rumours.
In it.
Good morning, sire.
Good morning, Zazu.
Checking in
with the morning report.
Fire away.
Let's start off with some news and rumours then. We've got some Disney Brit news to start off with. In fact, some Mousemeat news, which is that What is Mousemeat?
Please tell me.
Mousemeat is the UK's only Disney fan convention. It is not affiliated at all with the Disney company. It is run by us guys here at Disney Brit, and it's happened every year for the past 4 years, 3 years in the UK. Last year, we were in Birmingham at the Copthorne Hotel, and we're once again returning to Birmingham. This year, it is going to be on the 5th. And 6th of May. 5th and 6th of May. And you can get your tickets now. They are adult tickets, £20. If you're a child, aged 3 to 14, they're 15. And children under 4 are free. Now, £20 sounds like a lot of money when we talk about it, as in just for a ticket for a fan event. Well, there's going to be all sorts of different things that are included. I promise you, you will get more than your money's worth. We always try to make sure that you get more than your money's worth at this event. Tickets are selling really, really well. We've sold well over half. We are very nearly sold 3/4 of our ticket allocation. So if you are wanting to go, you need to get yourself over to disneybrit.com and find that Mousemeat 2012 tickets on sale now link and buy your tickets ASAP. They are selling day by day by day. So they're on their way. So please make sure you do get them. And also, to be honest, I think it's worth going for one reason, which is just to watch Alan Hooper eat that many Krispy Kremes over one weekend. he'll know exactly what I'm on about. But do please go and get your tickets. They're selling very, very quickly, and there'll be more and more details coming out. There's a lot of people who have already booked up their hotels as well. Their Travel Lodge had a sale. Some people have got their rooms for like £10 a night and things like that as well. So it should be another good weekend, should it not?
I hope so. I'm actually setting up to this one.
You're actually coming to this one, which is always good, because Jess didn't manage to make it to the one last year because those nasty work people turned around and said, you can't go. So
I'm banking on them doing the same again.
You can't do that. Oh, and the other thing to tell you as well this year is we do have some kids' activities that have been going on as well. So if you've got young children, you're not sure what you're going to be able to do with them or whatever, do bring them along, because there's going to be some specific kids' activities run throughout the weekend just for your children. So that should be good as well. Right. Something else from Disney Brit, but this time rather than buying tickets, you could win tickets.
Yeah, Disney Brit are giving away one ticket to go and see the Muppets.
One set of four?
No, just one ticket.
Why do you want the others?
Yeah, there's a set of, well, there's actually four tickets to give away.
Yeah,
are you giving away these in two twos or
no? They're
four?
Going away as 1-4.
Going away as 1-4. So a family of five, just do what Adam does, leave them behind, one of them. yeah, the Muppets, which has had huge sort of accolades elsewhere, is coming to the UK in when?
It's 10th of February it will open.
10th of February, but you have a chance to go and see the screening in central London, which is the capital of the UK,
yep,
on the 15th of January, and you have to answer the following question. Jason Segel co-wrote the new Muppets movie, but which popular TV sitcom does he play the part of Marshall Erickson? Now, you don't have to worry about remembering this if you're driving the car, because don't pull over and start writing it down. If you go to Disney Brit, there's actually the questions there as well. You have till midnight Sunday the 8th to get your entries in, and you send them to podcast@disneybrit.com. And there's also loads of information. There's also a lovely trailer on there about the Disney movie. So get along there, see all the information, answer the question, and for tickets to go and see a film 4 weeks in advance. Bearing in mind that once you see a Disney screening, you can't mention it to anybody. Otherwise, they come around and take you away, and we never see you again.
That's true. You've got to stop saying things like "if you're driving in your car" and things like that, because we freak people out. Because a little while ago, I'm trying to think when it was. Was it even last year when Craig mentioned, or you mentioned about, you know, if you're in the car now driving past the service station on the way to Mouse Meets? And at that point, someone was in a car driving past the service station on the way to Mouse Meets, and it completely freaked them out that we knew exactly where they were at that
point. Okay, how about this? Stop picking your nose.
Just throw them in when you want to, just because you can. The film has been a massive success in the US, and we have to thank Disney, because this is a big thank you to Disney for providing us with these tickets for this competition, because it is actually Disney themselves who have given us these tickets to give
Disney
away.
Disney are lovely.
Oh, thank you, Disney. Right, so let's go over to the parks then. We're heading over to Walt Disney World and Disneyland at the same time, because on New Year's Eve, there was a big announcement as part of Dick Clark's New Year's Eve ABC television special, where Disney had said they were going to announce something that was just going to be amazing, and all that sort of stuff. So we just sort of waited and waited and waited. Obviously, over here in the UK, midnight is 5 hours ahead of what it is in the US, or six or whatever, depending where you are in the US. And I waited up till about 3 o'clock for this announcement, and it still didn't come. And by that point, I went, right, I'm going to bed. Can't do it. Can't stay up any longer. But Disney did announce that they're going to be opening both the Magic Kingdom and Disneyland Park for 24 hours on the 29th of February at 6 a.m. all the way through to 6 a.m. the 1st of March. This is to celebrate the leap year day that's going to be added extra. You're going to have to pay for your tickets. We did wonder whether they were going to give free entry. They aren't, unfortunately, but they are going to be opening these parks for 24 full hours. And I reckon, if you could plan this right, you could do both the Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World and the Magic Kingdom in Disneyland Park in California on the same day. Do you reckon? 5 hour flight in between? Plus the hours that it goes back, I reckon you could do both.
Do you know what I think would have been even cooler?
Go on.
If they did the 24-hour name, but they gave either free ticket or something weird for people who've got the birthday on the 29th, that way, because they only celebrate once every 4 years, that would be like something massive for them.
That would be cool. I know if they're doing a package at the moment where if you book 3 nights or 3 days, you get an extra night and day free, which is part of this whole celebration. Also, they're going to be doing a sweepstake where they're going to be giving 60 vacation packages away, totaling $378,000 between now and February the 29th. Now, each of the winning trips will include a 5-day, 4-night trip for the winner and 3 guests to Walt Disney World or Disneyland, hotel accommodation for 4 nights, a 5-day park hopper ticket, a Disney gift card for a value of $1,000.
Wow.
A Disney photo pass book, a Disney photo pass CD.
That's worth $1,000 as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, true. A Disney tours with a value of up to $500. A downtown Disney shopping spree with a value of $500. Relaxing spa experience with a value of $500. And round trip coach air transportation or round trip ground transportation. And to enter the competition, you head over to disney.go.com/memory.
I presume we can't enter in the UK?
You have to be a US or Canadian resident.
Could I pretend to be US?
You could, I suppose. And Craig does have a residency in the US, so I suppose he could enter.
I was thinking that perhaps I'll be sort of the cheaper flights, I'll be higher up.
Yeah,
just say yes. I live in JFK Airport.
Sadly, we can't enter. But those of you listening in the US and in Canada, if you've not entered this, enter every single day until the 29th of February.
I say Johnny Bean enters it. He only lives about half an hour away.
Yeah, Johnny could. But you think about, that'd be cool. All the things he gets. The gift card worth $1,000 worth.
Maybe the coach would come and pick him up and just go, okay, we'll drive around the corner now.
Yeah, they'll be as well. I want to know, our sponsors, touringplans.com, are they going to be creating a touring plan for 24 hours, a 24-hour touring plan? Are they going to do it? I'm going to challenge them to that now. 24-hour touring plan.
They might sponsor. They don't listen.
You never know.
No, they don't. They told me. Len's emailed me several times, said, who are you? Stop bothering me.
I know Len's had this crazy idea of trying to do Walt Disney World and Disneyland in one day. So maybe this is going to be the time when Len is actually going to do it.
I'll be impressed if it is Disneyland Paris as well.
Yeah, in one day. Not sure that's
going to happen. Hong Kong.
Right, talking about Magic Kingdom then, and some exciting new changes. We've got some news about Fantasyland, I believe.
Yeah, it's coming. Okay, next news. Actually, funny enough, just say, if you haven't already seen some absolutely fantastic pictures of Fantasyland on Disney Brit, that we're fortunate to know somebody who has a helicopter.
yeah, we are lucky in that sense.
Everyone should have a phone with a helicopter, I tell you now. And there's some absolutely incredible photographs of the whole area and how it's coming along. It really is brilliant. And they're only a few days old, so definitely worth going and check that on Disney. But the pictures are awesome. It also puts in perspective how small the Beast Castle is as well.
Yeah, it really does.
But really, go and check it out, because I was quite impressed with how far things have come along. And I think that's what quite shocked me, was when you see those pictures, because you all see the walls, to see it from above is how much work has been done there. And you look at it and think, actually, there's a lot of just cosmetic to do now, more than anything else.
Yeah.
But to let you know that D23 website has confirmed that Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid areas of Fantasyland expansion will open summer 2012, which, bizarrely enough, is this year now. So it is 2012. And you might as well take advantage of it, because the world's ending at the end of 2012. So at least you'll be able to see something, because then the world will end and it won't exist anyway. And after that, things will start picking up. But yeah, it's now looking like things are getting there. Check out the photographs, because you can definitely see that things are coming there. But we're starting to see everything starting to open up, starting this summer, and will start to be rolled out from there. So I think it's really... I'm never going to go there, in reality. I find Fantasyland very scary. There's too many buggies. There's too many get-me-ankles cracked. It's not somewhere I enjoy, because I haven't got kids. But if you've got little tiny kids... I have got kids, but, you know, they're not that small. Then I think this looks brilliant.
It does look really good, yeah. And the photos that Nick took for us, which you have to say a massive thank you to him for, have actually gone a bit wild on the old Disney forums and community websites, things like that, because people are actually dissecting these photos on different forums about things that they've seen and things they can't see.
Well, time to go back. There are pictures.
Yeah. Well, they've not actually taken the photos. They've actually put a link to the website, which is fine. So that's nice of them. But they've... really starting to pull them apart and seeing all these things, and it is starting to look really quite exciting. You know, you've got one half of Dumbo beginning to be installed there. The second half goes in, I think, February time. And it's a lot of, as you say, cosmetic stuff now that's starting to, the outside sort in, and I'm sure the interior of the Little Mermaid is well underway as well. So it's going to be cool when that finally opens.
And isn't, let's be honest, isn't this, you know, I don't mind if people, you know, from your perspective, well, you wouldn't mind if people took the pictures from there and put them in forums. No. The point is, the whole point of this Disney community is everyone shares stuff, and yep. I get a bit sick of this business of, oh, you can't copy that across, whatever. You know, You have to have people to share stuff to see how this has evolved. And exactly. There's been some amazing pictures, you know, of people working on the castle, etc., and things like that that we've seen. And that's the whole point, is to give Disney fans the ability to see progress happen. And I think it's nice to look back at where it was and where it's going up to. A bit like, I don't know if it's in the news, so should I mention it? Hang on, let me just check your news list.
Oh, it just could mention be. It anyway.
No, it is. It's further down.
Okay.
But those pictures you're about to talk about in the bit,
right, okay.
That's, again, to see that kind of... It's great because, you know, 4,000 miles away.
Yeah.
I won't be going back till next year. But to feel part of this expansion, see how things are, you know, are changing, that's what we need, is that community is sharing stuff. Mm. And I think some of the... On my soapbox a little bit. Some of the sort of places you go to and the sites you go to tend to be a bit me, me, me.
Yes, it's very true. Unfortunately, that does happen, but I suppose that happens with anything. But talking about other photos, yes, you see, Nick's been very busy. Not only did he manage to fly over the top of the Magic Kingdom.
I don't think Nick does anything for the channel he's employed by, which I don't really want to mention, just in case.
Yeah, because then he'll have his helicopter taken off him.
So what's the traffic like there, Nick? Hang on a second.
We'll turn around and have a look. But he also managed to fly over the top of the new Art of Animation Resort over there in Walt Disney World as well, and took loads of photos of the construction of what's going on over there too. And he's put a fantastic article up on the website, which sort of shows the photos of the particular locations of the new resort and compares that with the original concept art. And you can see again from these photos how good this place is going to look when it's finished. You see the sort of middle section of the cars area is well underway. You've got the Finding Nemo area is looking really, really good. There's a lot of coral around. There's one point, a photo that Nick's managed to get, of these seagulls all sat on top of the edge of one of the buildings, and they're pretty big seagulls as well.
I just thought they were seagulls.
They're really
I thought it was really low.
There's some great looking stuff starting to come together for Lion King as well, and this place is starting to look awesome. In fact, we were... talking about, because we're not heading out to Walt Disney World this year, we're out in 2013 as well, and we were talking about where are we going to stay when we go in 2013, and we're sort of considering, do we get the Disney dining plan and stay in a moderate, or do we go and stay at the Art of Animation Resort? And I'm sort of swaying towards the Art of Animation Resort, because it does look awesome, and Harry's going to look...
No.
Yeah, taking him with us.
Well, we don't know himself. Does he have a passport?
He does, I think. I think it's still in its cellophane from when it arrived.
I'm not looking forward to the picture of your cat on its own. It's always had Harry as company.
Yeah, that's true, it has. But these photos do show the sort of progress that's going on there and just how awesome that's going to be when they're finally...
I'm with you. When we're going across, we've been offered a couple of villas at the moment. I've been quite fortunate in that way. But I'm tempted to go and... spend at least a couple of nights there, because it just looks so cool.
It does look cool. But this also might sway you to a deluxe resort, because I believe the next generation of Fastpass could be on its way.
Is it? All right.
Yeah.
Once again, this is pure speculation that Adam's made up.
There is sort of foundations to all of this.
Okay. But this is pure speculation that Adam has made up based on foundation to truth.
Yes, that sounds good.
Yes, he should work for... some government somewhere, I would have thought. But Disney, I've got mixed feelings about this, but
yeah,
okay. Disney's considering launching a new Fastpass system for deluxe resorts known as the I've Got a Fastpass and You Don't, but they shortened that down to X-Pass. Earlier this year, we have mentioned about the patent application going in, and we were discussing things at Disneyland Paris as well at that time, weren't we? As well, the trialing that's happened there.
Well, the VIP Fastpass are pretty much there now.
Exactly. So it's almost... I have real issue with the haves and have nots. I don't like this at all. But saying that, if I was filthy rich, I'd love it. Can I just point that out?
Well,
but
yeah.
Yes, they are looking at the deluxe resort, the X-Pass. It brings up several things, you know. I just brought up some really good questions on there around the fact that would DVC members be eligible? And I think that's a good point, because they're the ones who are committed to it.
Yeah.
And I think if they aren't, I think they have every right to be a bit growly about it. You know, if you're an annual pass holder, how would that come into effect when you go in there? You know, how would it work around the number of guests there? And how the actual X-Pass would work as a whole? You know, how would you be able to do that, and how would you be able to plan it? Or would the next service be like the X-Pass VIP service, where they'd plan it for you and give you time to go across the things? And I just feel this is a break between have and have-nots. On the flip side of it, we have Golden Oak sat down the road from Magic Kingdom, which is a prime example of have and have-nots. Mm. It's a bonus, I suppose, really, perhaps, if you were... If you were thinking about it and you wanted to do a one-night stay, it'd be brilliant. You know, just the same as we book into a Universal hotel and we get the pass in front of the line for all the rides there.
Yeah.
Is it any different to that? In some ways, probably not. But I do think it creates a different camp.
That's my feeling on this as well. And it seems to be a feeling of a lot of people that there's going to be almost a divide created. And my biggest concern with this is, you know, okay, Disney can do it. If Disney, that's fine. They'll go and do it anyway. But it's if it takes away the fast pass allocation to those people who are coming to the parks, the ordinary Joes who don't even necessarily stay in a Disney resort, or those who can't afford to stay in a deluxe because it's too expensive, whether or not they're then going to be disadvantaged because there are people who are taking up fast passes. But it then brings across that big question, which happened with dining reservations, that are people going to book all of these fast passes and then not use them? And that would be my biggest concern, if people are then starting to not use those passes and instead are just forgetting about it and going off and doing that and doing the other.
Yeah, and as a quick side note to that, congratulations to everyone who's been doing that ADRs the last 2 days. That's really got me depressed, by the way.
Yeah.
You seem to have hit 1st of January and all I've seen on Facebook is, I've just booked all my ADRs. Oh, I'm off to do it. Will you stop it? I'm not going. I get depressed. The flip side of that could be the fact, I go to Universal and I book one night in a hotel.
Yeah.
And I do that because I know I can get around all the parks in 2 days with front-of-the-line pass. Mm-hmm. I do not stay any longer at Universal. I have completed my task. I've done it. I've been there, done all my rides, got out. Disney's point of view, can I book my deluxe hotel for one night or two nights and clear up the parks in that length of time? In which case, you're only going to receive my dollars for 3 days. Whereas if I stayed at a medium resort where I have to go there multiple times to try and get the rides, you might have my dollars, Disney, for 5 to 7 days. So you're actually reducing my dollar spent in the parks on food by giving me access to everything quicker.
That's a very good point.
And is that, you know, I'm on fire tonight.
Is that going to make... I just don't know. I'm torn between it. And I'm sure I'll love it if I'm staying in the deluxe. But I hate it if I'm not. It's just like...
Can I just say, I'd love people to go to Disney Brit. There's a story on there. You can comment. Yeah. Start putting your comments there. Let's see what other people think. And then our next show, Adam, we could read some of those comments and try and get feedback on that. But if you go and comment on it, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah. So if you go over there and find the X-Pass article and please comment on that. But I think with me, it's, you know, it's like dining plan. If I'm on the dining plan, I think it's brilliant. If I'm not on the dining plan, I'm like, oh, Lord, they just got free food and I've had to pay.
I'm tempted to do that next year.
Get your free dining plan. And,
only because of how good it was with you. To hear how you...
Yeah.
Okay, Alexis, and how things panned out. I think for a family of five... I think
it might just work.
I think this could be a killer for us.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people in the US who really don't like it, but for a British visitor, for the length of time that you're actually there, I think if you get the opportunity for a free dining pass, take it, because it's actually...
I think I might start dieting now.
Yeah, I would, because the amount of food we had was ridiculous. We told you about the Wi-Fi rollout that was coming to the deluxe resorts. Well, Disney have now decided they're going to start tackling the moderate resorts to offer free Wi-Fi. And they're trying to do it throughout the whole of Walt Disney World. Now, currently in the deluxe resorts, they've got slightly better access to it than they have in the moderate. But over the past couple of weeks, it was sort of the week before Christmas, Disney added free Wi-Fi to the guest areas at both the Port Orleans and the Caribbean Beach Resort. Guests staying at those locations will be able to get the access in the lobby and also by the main resort pool. So there's now...
Can you still buy a few rooms then?
Yeah, I think you can still get a few rooms, but
obviously...
The Wi-Fi, but you're now getting free Wi-Fi in the main resort pool, which I thought was quite cool. So you can sit and surf.
Because we used to pay for it. I didn't mind paying for it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I did as well, and the speed wasn't too bad. And you hardwired it up to your laptop, and it was working.
Yeah, I've had a couple of days with it. I mean, Fort Wilderness, when we were there, you know, I thought it was brilliant. I listened to Wigan Warriors matches when I was away.
It was always good just to go on Facebook and go into the chat box and say and talk to people, saying, "Look, I'm talking to you from Walt Disney World," just to annoy them.
Yeah, and we had, there was a problem with the shoe bomb at the time when we were there, so that was really good to keep up to date with what was happening.
Yeah.
So, but no, I didn't mind. I felt that for $9 odd or whatever, I didn't think it was too unreasonable to ask for to use in that period of time. But on the flip side, you do feel that these days, especially in the UK, you can go to any hotel you like and you have Wi-Fi there.
Well, they're getting there by the looks of it, and you're right, I see what you mean. But for us as well, to pay for a day's worth of internet on your mobile phone or to pay for your in your room, there was no question about it, because you know your mobile bill would have been a small fortune.
Let's be honest, the Disney hotels in France were appalling for Wi-Fi.
That was not good for Wi-Fi at all, was it?
You could get it if you had sort of dangled over the reception desk.
Yeah. That's very true. We did have problems with Wi-Fi.
One minute it'd be there, the next minute it was gone.
That's very, very true. Right, let's head over to Hollywood Studios. I believe Disney brought back an old favourite event.
See, this gets me goat as well. No, this gets me goat because I'd like to do these, but they're always too far away.
Yeah.
And I wish Paris would have more, but we'd slip around. It's reviving the old... it's the Twilight Zone Tower, the Tower of Terror. It's a 10-miler weekend coming back in 2012, which, funny enough, again, is this year. I think it's being held September 29th, am I correct?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
It's going to follow the similar course it's done before. You've got lights, camera, motion, action, suit, stunty, showy. Pass the source of tap if it's still there. And you'll be ending up kind of towards the finishing off by the Tower of Terror, if I'm correct. And basically, you know, the thing I love about this, these medals are fantastic to see.
Good.
Okay, I'll go through, you know, I'd have to walk. Although you get kicked out if you walk, don't you?
Do you really?
Yeah, you've got to do a certain speed all the time. Otherwise,
or
you get chopped out.
They clear you up with everything.
I think they have like a big hook.
Right, okay.
Pull you out. But I know there's a certain speed you must maintain throughout the race to continue.
Right.
So that's me and you out.
Yeah,
I've
had it.
But there's going to be a big party at the end, like they always do, and exclusive access to Rock and Roller Coaster, Star Tours, Toy Story Mania, and of course, Twilight Zone, Tower of Terror. This is really cool. They're expanding these Run Disney runs all the time. I think they're amazing, and I think this one sounds awesome. So I just wish, A, I was thinner and healthier.
Yeah.
And B, I was over there because I'd do all of them. I think it'd be such a treat to do one. I know Nick's actually in training to do one this year.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you think about how many there are now. You've got the Wine and Dine, you've got the 10, well, it's 13K, isn't it? That's why it's the 10 miler. You've got the Princess Half Marathon, you've got the full marathon that's happening over the next weekend. You've got all of those elements, which means there's plenty of opportunities to run through the parks. And also, it's beginning to be that there's just no quiet weekend at Walt Disney World anymore. You used to get a lot of really, really off-peak weekends and weeks, things like that, and those are starting to disappear with all of these marathons and everything that are coming up. So there's plenty going on and plenty of opportunity. I think, you know, I'm not a runner, I'm not the fittest person in the world, and never will be, but if I had the opportunity to do a Walt Disney World marathon, I think that might just sway me to actually begin to get fit and give it a go.
I'm just checking, because I just hit notes that Nick's on. I'm just asking him which marathon...
Which marathon is he going to be running?
Yeah.
Okay. See if he answers. See if he tells you. It will be interesting.
I could have just dragged him on, but... He's just lied. He's just called him Michelle. He's doing the WD half marathon this Saturday. Perhaps we should just drag him on.
He's doing the WDW half marathon this Saturday?
Yes.
Right, let's try and get him in on this call and see if we can talk to him. Right, let me find Nicholas Cicero and see if we can bring him in. There we go. Let's add Nick in. Here we go. We're ringing him. Let's see if he's around or available.
See if he answers.
Let's see if he answers.
Otherwise, you might have to
Nick?
Edit out. Oh, he's...
Nick, you there? Nick's not there.
He's not there. He's just pretending to be there.
Is Nick just pretending to be there? He is, isn't he? Right, we'll move on then. We'll come back to him in a minute if we can. Right, so, anyway, we're talking about marathons.
I just so wanted to watch a video of Nick doing the run.
You wanted to take his video camera?
No, he's thinner than us, but he's no athlete.
That's funny.
Hello?
Oh, there he is. Hello, Nick.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, my word, you're very loud. You're on Disney Brit right now, very live.
Hey, guys.
I've just found out you're apparently doing a marathon at the weekend.
Of course I am. Yeah, who doesn't?
The half.
It is only a half marathon, to be all honest. Yes.
Yes.
It's the Walt Disney World half marathon this January 7th, Saturday.
And you're doing the half marathon?
Yes, I am. 13.1 miles.
He's only doing it for Donald.
How much training have you done for this?
How much training? Define training.
Okay, how much running have you done for this?
But listen, you see, I'm not a very athletic man, and and I haven't run, I haven't walked much. I mean, if you count walking around the World Showcase at Epcot, yes, I do that, but that has not just to grab a drink or a bite to eat. So continuous moving, it's been a while. And what happened was, you know, I'm a big Donald Duck fan.
And
my friend was like, well, you know, Donald Duck is the mascot of the half marathon. Now, my friend runs these races. He started last year and he's been in a few half marathons now. And he said to me, he said, you know, this is the 15th anniversary of the half marathon. And what they do on every 5 years, they make a really special medal. So he Googled the image and he showed me the medal for the half marathon. And it's this really cool looking. It's the finisher's medal. I'm not talking about like the first.
This is how true athletes work, isn't it? I like the medal, so I'll go and do the Olympics.
And I loved it. You should see this thing. It is amazing. It's the most amazing Donald item I've ever seen. So, of course, the first thing I did is jumped on eBay and saw people, you know, maybe sell their medals, you know, tried to go that route. And come to find out, people don't really sell these things. People actually keep them once they accomplish this. So didn't really do that. So I bribed my friend and I was like, look, I'll give you like half my Vinylmation collection for that medal. And it was a no go because he really wanted to keep his medal. People are really stubborn about this. So I waited about a week. And then it was 99% full. And I decided to jump in there and go for it and enter. So I entered and I paid my dues and I was in. And then I had to start training. That was just a couple weeks ago. So I...
Oh, please tell me somebody's going to be there with a video camera.
You want to know the worst part? After I actually signed up, I still waited another week to actually start running. So for about 3 weeks now, I've been running. I did 8 miles the other day. I did 6 miles just a couple hours ago. And it's not that bad, guys. It's not that bad. So I am up to 8 miles. I know I was told not to do the full 13 because I don't want to hurt myself before the actual event.
Right.
And so I'm running really well. I'm running every day, 4, 6, or 8 miles.
You know, you said doing 8 miles. Is this aboard the I-4 trolley?
No comment.
Could you confirm something, Nick, then? Do you have to maintain a minimum speed or you get pulled out with a stick?
You do, you do. You have to stay under an average of a 16-minute mile. Right. I am averaging just under 13 minutes a mile.
Ooh.
And no, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. One, for not moving for a while. And two, it takes a lot to, like, it's not that, 3 minutes isn't as close as it seems, you know, that average there. So if I could keep a 13-minute mile-per-mile pace over the course of 8 miles, I could do that for another 5. Even if I trail off a little bit, I'll be fine. I just can't wait. It's great motivation to picture myself while I'm running with that big Donald medal shining off and walking around Walt Disney World like I did it. Well, not actually walking, probably being pushed in a wheelchair, but I'll be at Disney World with that medal on after the race.
Right. You see, most athletes go, I want just the achievement of doing half a marathon. It's all about the medal for Donald.
That's all it is. It's just about getting a medal.
He will not complete it yet, steal it off some poor person at the end of the race.
It's just the finisher's medal. I have no dreams of actually, you know, winning this thing. Some random Kenyan will win it. I won't win.
But have you thought of standing at the end when everyone's really tired and just swinking off somebody and running away?
I think that's a winner.
Because they can't catch you.
So I'm really excited about this. I'm doing really well. It's not as daunting. Once you actually get out there and start doing it, it's not that daunting. So I'm so excited. Guys, I get to run through the Magic Kingdom, through the castle. I get to run through Epcot.
Right.
Is there any like party afterwards or any free rides or anything you can do after?
Well, no.
No, it's just the fact that we're talking about the one in the Tower of Terror one. They're saying at the end of that, you get a party and then you can go on some of the free rides in September.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm already signed up for the Everest one now in a couple months. And that one, you do get admission to Animal Kingdom after hours, and there is a little party where you get to ride some rides and stuff. I'm doing that, and that's pretty cool. That's a 5K, so that's like 3 miles. That's going to be nothing after this. And it's also an obstacle course and a scavenger hunt, and you get to do it in teams. I'm really excited about that. And the medal is really cool on that, too. It's like a compass. It's really cool. And yes, I just heard about the Tower of Terror one. That one's 10 miles. And I will be signing up for that later in the year.
There we go.
How much does it cost to sign up for it, Nick?
It's expensive. Yeah, I didn't know how expensive. The half marathon costs $160 as an entry fee.
Is that just your life insurance?
I was a little bit. That's what delayed me a little bit, too. I was like, yeah, I'll sign up. And I saw, maybe not. But no, it's so worth it. I've never felt better in my life. These past 3 weeks, I've been so motivated to run. And I think keeping up the Disney runs will keep me motivated. And there's enough Disney runs throughout the year to keep you going.
How many people are allowed to enter it then, Nick?
What's that?
How many people are actually running in it? Do you know?
You know, I haven't looked this up, but in talking to my friend, he's pretty sure, and I don't know if this is marathon and half marathon or just the marathon or something, but about 40,000 runners.
Wow, okay, so there's a lot.
Okay, so I'll just do the calculation here. I've got to about 6.4 million they'd make out of entry fees.
Wow.
Think about it.
Just to have people run.
Just to get a medal.
There's just a small percentage of people who actually do this. I mean, you know, the 40,000, that's a big number, but it's not that much in the percentage of people in the world. I'll be part of a small percentage of people in the world that's done Walt Disney World.
He's worked that out himself. 40,000 against the world. I bet that's really small.
Next year is the 20th Walt Disney World Marathon, and there's a big special Mickey medal for that. So you never know. I'm not going to announce.
If you do so many a year, you get a really special medal. Is it six?
Well, you do if you do the half marathon and the marathon, you get the Goofy medal.
That's right.
That's right.
And if you do either the half marathon or the marathon here at Walt Disney World, then the half marathon over at Disneyland, you get a special medal for that as well.
Wow!
Not off because how much you spent with them.
That's going to come later. You know, once they open Cars Land next year.
Yeah.
You know, or later this year, I guess now. I might, you know, maybe next year I'll train up and maybe we'll make a trip to Disneyland. I'll do both. Who knows? Who knows? I'm into this now. I'm excited. It's the Walt Disney World Half Marathon. I'm so excited. I said give him until February to be bold.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think we have to tell Nick as well that we've decided we're starting a campaign, haven't we?
We have. Tell Nick that's a campaign.
We've decided, Nick, to start a campaign in the UK to educate people about Vinylmation and to get the Disney store in the UK to take Vinylmation more seriously. That's our campaign for this year.
I think that's a great idea. We actually just talked about that in Destination Vinylmation, plug. We contacted the... because we've been getting a lot of emails from people in the UK about the selection not being as great over there. So we've actually... And when are they going to get some new products? So we actually contacted Disney and are waiting a response on that. You know, with the holidays and stuff, it's been hard to find people. But hopefully we'll get a response on that because I'd like to know. People would like to know. There is a demand for it.
There is.
And I'd like to think I'm a small part of that.
Anyway, thank you, Nick. We're going to carry on with our news now.
Tiny.
We've not finished our news.
No problem.
We'll leave you to go and get in a helicopter and take photos of things you shouldn't be.
I appreciate it. It's been nice, guys.
See you later.
Talk to you later. Bye, mate.
There we go. How very impromptu was that? But there we go. That's just told you a little bit more about the marathon, and we didn't even mean to. It's just talking about Tower of Terror. Right, okay, moving on then. Let's get on a plane, fly over to Disneyland Paris. We've got one piece of news for you with regards to what is going on over there, and that is to do with the Magical Moments Festival sort of ending prematurely. and the new festival sort of getting in preparation ready for the 20th anniversary. Disney sent us an official press release, and we've got to say a big thank you to Disney now. Because what they seem to have done in Disneyland Paris is really begin to realise just how important fans are, just how important fan sites are, and have recently been giving us a lot more information firsthand about everything that's going on, which is fantastic to see. So a big thumbs up to them for sharing all of this information. Basically, the changes start from January the 9th, where some things are going to disappear and aren't going to reappear again until the 20th anniversary, and some things are sort of altering slightly. But on the 9th of January, the Green Army Men play and greet at Toy Story Playland is going to disappear, as is the Disney Dance Express, and it's also going to be the end of the Mickey's Magical Celebration show. All three of those are completely disappearing from the 9th of January. Now, we don't know exactly why the Mickey's Magical Celebration show is going so early. The rumours are that there's going to be a lot of work, construction, possibly either removing the Plaza stage or replacing it with something new, ready for this new Dreams nighttime show that we're getting. There will also be a change to Disney's Once Upon a Dream Parade, whereas the front VIP float is going to be removed, and that won't come back until the arrival of the new Disney Magicon Parade on the 1st of April. But there's going to be two refurbishment dates as well that are going to be happening at Motors Action Stunt Show in with Disney Studios. You've got the 9th to the 20th of January, and then again the 12th to the 23rd of March. Now, on the 16th of January, there'll be the removal of the Princess Float from the Disney Once Upon a Dream Parade. That is again going to stay absent until the Magicom Parade appears on the 1st of April. And then on the 4th of March, we've got a load of changes, and things are also staying. The Follow the Leader with Peter Pan will be gone on the 4th of March, as will Tangled Meet and Greet with Rapunzel. And the interactive elements will also be removed from the Disney's Once Upon a Dream Parade. They'll be gone completely. It'll just be basically one parade that keeps moving on through. And the things that are staying, the things that are not getting rid of, are the Disney Princess of Royal Invitation. We sort of expected that that wouldn't go anyway, because that's a permanent fixture. The Wonderful World of Alice and the Mad Hatter staying, as is the Say Cheese with Remy and Emile, Aladdin's Magic Lamp, the Share the Love with Wally and Eve, the Adventureland Rhythms of the Jungle, Monsters Inc. Scream Academy, and Stunt Show Spectacular featuring Lightning McQueen. All of those elements are all staying as well. So some big changes there. It seems like they really wanted to take this 20th anniversary seriously by removing things so early.
Hurrah!
Hurrah, hurrah indeed. But good to see that this is all starting to happen, which is really cool. So there we go. That's everything that's going on with our news and rumours. So that's it. Let's get on with the rest of the show. Where's your woohoo?
Woo! Oh,
you forgot. I can't believe you forgot.
We dare not stop.
Always the drop. So let the paint be spread.
It's time for Disney Brit Idol, and this is your turn to take part and get involved. Basically, what's going to happen is, well, we've got a load of, what do you call them, contestants? Attendants?
Contestants.
I don't know. What do you call them? What do you call them, contestants?
Gladiators.
Hopefuls? I don't know. Who all want to become the newest member of the Disney Brit Idol team?
Highlanders, because there can only be one.
That's true, yeah, the Disney Brit Highlander. And what we asked them to do is to, obviously, on the last show, we asked people to, not the last show before, asked people to express an interest in whether they wanted to be part of the new team for Disney Brit. And we had a good response from a lot of people who are really, really keen to come and take part. And we set them two challenges. The first challenge we set them was to fill in a questionnaire with a load of answers about their experiences, their memories, all that sort of stuff, which are going to come in useful a little bit later on. But the second task we set them, which is the first one you're going to hear, is we told them they had 60 seconds in which to sell themselves to us, basically. They had 60 seconds in which to tell us exactly who they were and why they should be the next person on Disney Brit. And we're going to play each one of these. We're not going to comment on them whatsoever. We're going to play each one of these, and as we do, we are then going to get you to vote on who you think should go through to the next round of Disney Brit Idol. Basically, that's how it works. So,
and then there'll be a fight.
And then there'll be a big fight in the studio, cool, where they'll hit each other with baguettes.
In jelly.
Yeah, that might work too. I don't know.
I'm going to charge you.
So, what we're going to do now, we will play each one. We're not going to comment on them because we don't want to sway anybody, because I've heard them all, just as heard them as well. But these are the ones that we've got. So, in total, we have 9 entries, and only 3 of those entries are going to go through to the next round.
So we're going to lose 6 listeners. So
we're going to lose 6, yeah, 6 listeners. So there'll be only 3 that will go through. So what we're going to do now is play them all one by one. So our first one is
Craig
listener...
hasn't entered, has he?
No, Craig's not entered. No.
Just so if I can listen to one, just check. In it and sort it. I know it's not really who it says
it's
it
not,
is.
No, it's not who it says it is. Well, our first one is listener Paul Dolan. So here is his entry.
Hi, and a happy new year to Adam, Juz, and the Disney Brit listeners. My name is Paul, obviously originally from Scotland, but now live in West Sussex with wife Kerry, daughters Katie and Heather, and Poppy the dog. Although I may sound more like Shrek, I'm actually a long-time Disney fan. We enjoy some great holidays there, and that sparked my interest to the point where I have become a bit of an unofficial travel agent to friends and family. The reward is when they come back and tell you about all the great times they've had and how they want to go again. I've listened to Disney podcasts for many years, and Disney Brit right from the first episode. It's a fun show. Being part of Disney Brit would allow me to help far more people get the most out of their trips and give them a fix between trips by adding my knowledge about Disneyland Paris, Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and even Disneyland California to Adam's and Juz's, but with the emphasis on fun. So hopefully you and the listeners like the sound of me enough in this brief intro to want to hear a bit more. Hopefully, I'll see ya.
There we go. That's Paul's entry. So entry number 2, yes, we have some females. In fact, we've got more female entries than we've got males, which is a worry. And we've got Patty Spalding, who I think lives up Sheffield way. And this is her entry for Disney Brit Idol.
Hiya, I'm Patty, and these are all the reasons in 60 seconds why you should vote for me. I am the biggest Disney trivia geek.
Patty, these fireworks are gorgeous. But they don't make any noise. Why?
Well, Mum, that's because Disneyland Paris invented fireworks that could be shot out of cannons. I keep up with all the latest Disney news. This is the news at 10. Disney World plans to invade the Earth. Psst! Cast member Penn, can you tell me some info on the Disney company? Yeah, not to brag or make this sound like an episode of Hello, Hello, but I have eyes and ears in Disney World and Disneyland Paris. I have top secret informers working for me. And last but not least, I'm a huge fan of Disney Brit, and if voted for, would give my all to keeping this podcast so amazing. Paddy Spalding will not be held liable for bad microphone quality, shoddy accents and abusive adjectives. If voted for, will buy proper microphone equipment. Offer ends January 6th.
Thank you, Patty. That's 2 down. So 1 male, 1 female. We're moving on to our second female, and it is Kez Francis. Bless Kez, is one who designed our logo for us. And this is Kez Francis' entry into Disney Brit Idol.
Thanks to the Disney princesses, I've learnt a lot of valuable life lessons. Ariel taught me, no matter the circumstances, love will always find a way. Pocahontas taught me, stand up for what you most believe in. And recently, Rapunzel taught me the importance of a good conditioner. Like Belle, I love stories, and I have so many Disney ones to share, including my happily ever after Disney wedding to my very own Prince Charming. If I make it on the team, I'd love to share these and all my new adventures with you. Remember, shoot for that wishing star, never give up on your dreams, and live for that great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Please help make my wish come true and complete my happily ever after. Oh, and very importantly, help me become the first Disney Brit princess. Thank you.
Well, that's 3 down. We've still got loads more. I've got to say how amazing it is that so many people have actually entered this contest. And we've actually had more entries than we've got audio for, because there were several people who were really keen to do it and were unfortunate that they weren't able to, in the end, take part and had to drop out. But those people know exactly who they are. I want to thank you for at least thinking about coming and doing it, and the fact that we've got so many great people who want to come and take part as well, which is it was great.
Should I have entered?
Yeah, maybe you
should. Oh, right.
No. Okay. Have you entered?
I haven't entered. I wasn't sure if it's like, you know, you had to apply for your own job.
You're all right. It's fine. Right. Our number four is Laura Pearson Smith, and this is her Disney Brit entry.
Welcome to this edition of the Disney Brit Podcast. I'm Laura Pearson Smith, one of the Disney Brit Idol contestants. I'm so sad to see Craig go, but delighted at this opportunity. I'm a huge Disney and Disney Parks fan, and also collect pins and vinylmations as a fun hobby. During the day, I work as an actress, as a writer, and in PR and events. I'd love to be the new Disney Brit presenter and help with Mouse Mag and Mouse Meets too. Whoever you choose to place your vote with, though, Adam and Juz need a woman, so do it for the girls.
Thank you, Laura. There we go. So we've had two with a proper Scottish twang now. We're trying to go north of the border, look. Right, let's go on to our fifth.
The
Disney Scott podcast. That's what's going to happen. They're going to take over and turn us into a Scottish podcast. Paul Boniface, I think, or as Craig used to call him, Paul Boniface, is our fifth entry. So let's listen to what Paul has got.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Hi, I'm Paul. The guys at Disney Brit have given me 1 minute to introduce myself to you. The original author of The Jungle Book, Rudyard Kipling, in his poem If, wrote, "If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son." A lot can happen in 1 minute. I was wondering what else you could do in 60 seconds, and after a little research, I came up with a few. If you're flying away on holiday, the average jumbo jet would travel 9 miles, so you would now be about 0.001% closer to Orlando than you were a minute ago. If you're filling up Splash Mountain from empty, it will be 1/20th the way full now. And to try and get around World Showcase in just 60 seconds, you would have to be travelling at a constant 61 mile an hour, not allowing for braking or acceleration. Anyway, thanks for listening to my minute, and have a magical day.
There's Paul. So that's two Pauls. There's Paul Dolan. He was the Scottish one at the beginning. And we got Paul Boniface, which is the one you've just heard there.
Southerner.
The Southerner, yeah. So you've got the Northern, Dolan North, Boniface South.
It's just like the X Factor now. You've got all the people going against each other.
And also, we need to, if any of these guys do have sob stories that they've not told us about, we need to...
Oh, please. I would have gone out straight away.
Right, next one is Nick Branch, who has been on the show before. So this is Nick Branch's entry to Disney Brit Idol.
My name is Nick Branch, but my friends call me Soapdish, and I appeal to you today to become the next member of the Disney Brit podcast team. I'm 28 years old and come from Romford in Essex. I'm married to my gorgeous wife of 2 years, Lindsay, and we are both Disney mad. We have a collection of over 150 Vinylmations in all sizes, and it's constantly growing. We love visiting Disney parks and try to visit at least once a year, mainly to Disneyland Paris, though we hope next year to visit Disneyland in California. My favourite Disney character is Stitch, and I love all things related to Tron and Tron Legacy, so much so that I managed to convince my wife to name our new puppy Flynn. Outside Disney, my interests include watching American sports, going to the cinema, and in my spare time, I'm also a ring announcer for a wrestling company. So, if you don't vote for me, I'll send the boys around. Thank you.
And next up, let's whiz through these. Next up is Thomas Hind. Thomas Hind has given us this entry to Disney Brit Idol.
Hey, Disney Brit Podcast. What I will bring to Disney Brit Podcast, I will bring you all around the world from Hong Kong Disneyland, Tokyo Disneyland, Disneyland, Walt Disney World, and my big one, Disneyland Planet at all time. That's the big one. We've got big thing coming out of Disneyland Planet, Nick, what have for that? I am Tommy Hines, I am Sydney Hill, you've been listening, I want to be a new member of the Disney Brit Podcast team. Bye for now.
Thank you, Thomas.
Can I just say they're all very good so far?
They are all very good so far. Right, we have two more remaining. Two more females remaining. The first one is, you'll remember we talked about our super fan a while ago, Kimmy.
Oh, it's all going to go downhill now.
That's it. Well, this is Kimmy. Kimmy has put in her entry for Disney Brit Idol, and this is Kimmy.
Well, here we are at the grand opening of the 2012 Mouse Meet event. As the guests start to arrive, I'm going to try and get a few words with them. Oh my gosh, it's Kimmy, Disney Brit number one superfan. Kimmy, can you spare a few words?
Why, of course.
What are you up to in Yorkshire?
Well, I've been eating, living and breathing Disney. You know, I can actually safely say there isn't one room in my house that doesn't have something Disney in it. Oh, and of course, practicing karaoke for this year's Mouse Meet.
And what's this we hear about you entering the Disney Brit Idol competition?
While the podcast is already amazing, I think I need to add a touch of superfan magic.
And what would you like to say to the listeners of Disney Brit?
Please vote for me. I'm fun and friendly lass from Yorkshire and would like to bring my creativity and northern charm to the podcast. I love hearing people's experiences of the wonderful world of Disney and would love to share my experiences and views on the subject. So please vote for me, and if I could just leave the Disney Brit listeners with one thought, they can increase our airfares, they can refurb our favourite rides, they can even take away our Figaro fries, but they will never, ever take away our Dole Whip.
Well, that was Kimmy, number one superfan, and you heard her plea, so please vote for her.
Wow, right, one more. The last one. This is Louise Waghorn. Louise hasn't been on the show, but did cook us brownies, but we can't vote, so it's fine.
She's a troublemaker.
She's
setting rats on you.
No, that's Tracy.
Yeah, but they're friends. They borrow rats.
They borrow... Okay.
I would have thought they'd share rats, wouldn't you?
Maybe they do, I don't know. Right, this is Louise Waghorn's entry anyway.
Hello, my name is Louise. Any of you who are on Discord will know me as Lou Wags. Those who don't, please check me out over there, because that should give you a much better idea than this brief clip ever can. I discovered Walt Disney World in 2000. Since then, I've been really trying to make up for lost time. I've also visited Disneyland California, which is the one with the peculiar small castle, Disneyland Paris, and I've been on a Disney cruise. I've also attended two Mouse Meets, all of which to get my Disney fix. The point of this clip is to try and say why me for the third chair, so my reasons are as follows. Like probably most of you listening to this podcast, when I'm not at Disney, I'm reading, listening and planning Disney, so I'd love to share some of this knowledge with people who are interested. My son, before he turns 4, will be on his third trip to a Disney park, so unlike Adam, I do have that experience to draw on. I am by trade a primary school teacher, so dealing with two immature boys should be a breeze. So to end, I have a question. Why is there a patchwork of carpets leading to the cast members' entrance at Epcot? I'd really love to tell you the answer, so please take the time to vote for me.
Right, that is all of them. Now, if you want to listen to those again, you can...
Do a little round of applause
back
for more.
Yeah, let's give them all a round of applause. Excellent. You can rewind back and listen to all those again. I'm not going to play them all again because there's 9 of them. But
see, if you're X Factor, you'll go through each one now. And next.
Yes.
If you want this person to
if
win.
If you want this one to win. Paul Click. Dolan.
You see?
Yeah, sorry. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. But we're not professional enough, and we don't give away money or recording contracts or anything like that. So it's Paul Dolan, Patty
Spaulding.
You have
to play all your own equipment.
Cass Francis, Laura Pearson-Smith, Paul Boniface, Nick Branch, Thomas Hind, Louise Waghorn, and Kimmy Goodwin. Right, they are...
Just all very good, by the way.
They're all very good, and they are all our... contestants, wannabes, hopefuls for... Great. I don't know, I'm getting Craig here. Well, he was rubbish. You know, he's now going to be Skyping me or texting me, how dare you, or something like that. What you've basically got to do now is go over to disneybrit.com. When you get over to disneybrit.com, you will find there is a poll that you can take to vote for who you would like to be your Disney Brit idol. Okay, you're going to be able to vote once a day, I think it is, we will be closing this on the 11th of January. So from the 11th of January, the votes will be closed. You've got a week from today, basically, a week from the day this show's released.
Will be verified and counted by an independent adjudicator.
Yes, they will. And basically, at the end of that week of voting, you will be able to get... You basically get the chance of who's going to be our final three. So all those people who are contestants there, they're going to probably be badgering you via Facebook, Twitter, email, goodness knows what, to vote for them. And we will get our three, who basically got the three highest scores, and they will be coming onto the show 2 weeks time to take part in what we're doing on the show on those in 2 weeks time, and then you will vote for who you want to be your Disney Brit idol. That's basically the way it's going to work. Okay, so it's entirely down to you guys to make the decision as to who is going to replace good old Craigie on the show. And that's everything, I think. So that's the end of the show.
Oh,
I know, isn't it sad that we've just finished and ended, and
it's been enjoyable tonight, even though I did fall asleep.
Started recording late because Jez fell asleep on the sofa.
With my slippers on, and yeah,
which is brilliant. So, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you to our sponsors, touringplans.com. Do go over there, check out the touring plans, check out the crowd calendar, everything else they've got going on over there. It really is a great service to get hold of and to take with you on your next vacation. Thank you, Juz.
Always a pleasure, never a chore.
There you go. And make sure to email us your questions, comments and suggestions to podcast@disneybrit.com. You can ring our voicemail, which is
407-545-7980.
And of course, keep checking out the website disneybrit.com for all the latest news and rumours, news for Mouse Meets. You can get your Mouse Meets tickets over there. Mouse Mag is now available for you to download. That's issue 5 of Mouse Mag. It basically came out today, the same day we're recording this show. And you can go over there and get that. It's got all sorts of stuff in there about Disneyland Paris, Panorama Magique, Designing Main Street USA. You name it, it is in there. So go over and take a look at that. You can, of course, also vote for your Disney Brit Idol over there as well, so make sure you do that. Check out our Facebook page, our Disney Brit fan page. You can friend up myself and Juz on Facebook. You can go over to iTunes and tell people how wonderful or terrible this show is, whichever you think. You've got our YouTube channel, search for Disney Brit Podcast, and you'll find that. There should be a new video going up sometime over the next week as well. Don't forget Orlando Sky Radio, which is orlandoskyradio.com. You can go over there. You'll be able to listen to the Iron Orlando podcast, or you'll be able to listen to the Disney Brit podcast. Craig's got his Soul show on there as well as a load of other things. There's a couple of other shows that have recently been announced, is that right?
Oh, we've got loads of shows adding all the time. Al Spy from Central Florida's got a show, and we've got a couple more coming on there with Reagan and Smith. So there's loads of Floridian shows coming on there for locals, but it's looking really good, and we've got some great shows coming up. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more.
Yeah, so nudge, nudge, that's exactly right. So there's that, discot.net. Don't forget to go over to Discot and make sure you sign up there, or if you've not signed up already, get yourself over there and enjoy what's going on over there. And that's pretty much everything. So all it remains for me to say is that the next show will be on Wednesday, the 18th of January, where you'll get to say hello to our three finalists for Disney Brit Idol. So until then, we'll see you.